In my last column, I wrote about SkyTerra Communications' smart mutual aid radio channels that were developed specifically for medical first responders to communicate during nationwide emergencies. Today, I spoke with Jennifer Manner, Vice President of Regulatory Affairs of SkyTerra, about the mutual aid channels and the deployment of satellite-based communication systems during emergency response. Good morning, Jennifer. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Mary Rose. Thank you for having me.
First, what type of communication systems does your company offer first responders?
Let me back up and start and just explain who we are. We are a mobile satellite service provider, so our marketplace today is based on satellite communications. We are constructing two of the most powerful commercial satellites ever, and those will be complemented by an ancillary terrestrial component. So today, we offer mobile satellite service, and some of the services that are most relevant for first responders are, of course, push-to-talk technology, basic voice telephony, and mobile data services, and we'll be offering broadband services on our next generation system.
And how is interoperability supported?
Interoperability is supported really in two ways. The first is something that you wrote about, the satellite mutual aid radio talk groups, such as our SMART program, which enable critical and interoperable communications among Homeland Security officials, law enforcement, emergency responders, and public safety officials from various departments and agencies across the United States. The second is our system works over the PSTN, and our next generation system will be VoIP. Enabled. So just across normal communications channels for enterprise, residential, and other consumers.
And what type of equipment would be needed by first responders to tap into this network?
So there's two ways I'd break this. The first is our current generation system and our next generation. For our current generation system, users must have our MSAT G2 equipment and our service to have access to the nationwide and regional network of SMART, of the Satellite Mutual Aid Radio Talk Groups known as SMART. Other MSS operators, of course, have their own equipment and service. For SkyTerra, we have 9 nationwide and 9 regionally focused talk groups in operation. And we are managed and administrated by public service agencies for public safety operations, either in specific geographic regions of the nation or for service-specific operations, such as fire safety, law enforcement, and emergency medical services. Our next generation system, I think, is even a more interesting story in that we are going to be able to use satellite-enabled consumer-sized electronic devices, so devices that look like Wi-Fi cards that are available today or cellular handsets, will have satellite capability, so you'll be able to take your satellite-enabled cellular phone and switch over to the satellite network, either when the terrestrial network's unavailable because you're in a remote or rural area or because of damage to the terrestrial network.
And how do SMART and other mutual aid channels assist first responders during large-scale events?
Being virtually immune to damage and congestion of terrestrial communication systems, satellite communications are used today to provide the necessary communications network for command and control, as well as tactical operations. Let me give you an example, but let me also talk for a second. The other time where they're very relevant is when you're in rural or remote locations where there may be no reliable or even no terrestrial coverage at all. So let me give you an example. In 2003, the Mississippi Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Parks had purchased numerous SkyTerra satellite communications units. In 2005, Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf region, as you know, damaging landlines, cellular networks, and LMR communication systems. Communications among the many federal, state, and local entities involved in the rescue effort were extremely difficult throughout the region. SkyTerra's satellite network, however, never failed, whether it was before, during, or after the storm. We continued to provide quality communications. As a result, the state of Mississippi was able to call on the Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Parks for help. They actually parked satellite-equipped patrol vehicles at critical government offices and emergency facilities. In this way, Mississippi was able to immediately restore statewide communications, helping the disaster relief teams coordinate and prioritize efforts to best serve the public in the wake of the disaster.
And how would you say to some readers who comment that these mutual aid channels are just another tool in an already full communication toolbox, and that during real large-scale disasters, it's really amateur radio operators are critical of the response efforts? It's something that we received a comment from a reader, and I was wondering what your thoughts were on that.
Well, I think that amateur radio operators are an important part of any communications toolbox, but they are only one small part of that. Another important part are the communications that's required by emergency responders and public safety officials who need access to one, possibly secure communications, such as provided through our mutual aid radio smart talk groups, or other communications that are available to them in their vehicles and other ways. Amateur radio, as you know, is somewhat limited in terms of its availability to public safety and emergency response officials.
And as you mentioned earlier, if you could explain to our readers, SkyTerra is part of this coalition calling on the federal government to mandate satellite capabilities are integrated into smartphones and laptops. How will this help first responders?
This is something I personally am very proud of. Our next generation network, because we're building these huge, powerful satellites that have very big antennas, we only need small antennas on the ground. So you can use a conventional handset, such as a cellular phone or a Wi-Fi card. And by doing that, you're able to include at a very low cost because of the chipset design, the fact that these services are going to be included in next generation chipsets, you're able to provide service in North America over a very small, cost-effective device to emergency responders.
So it's a more of an economies of scale, that it would be a cheaper technology for first responders to tap into?
I'd say it's part of its economies of scale, but part of it also is chipset design. I don't know if you've looked at our press releases. The coalition, who's made up of SkyTerra, TerraStar, ICO, and GlobalStar, TerraStar, ICO, and us have signed an agreement with Qualcomm, which will enable Qualcomm chipsets to include satellite capabilities. These are their next generation chipsets. So for essentially no or little cost, all of a sudden in your handsets, in your terrestrial wireless handsets that Qualcomm produces, and we assume this will spread to other technology providers in the future, you'll have access to communications networks. As our letter emphasizes, satellites offer unique capabilities such as ubiquitous coverage and survivability during disasters, which meet the critical needs of emergency response providers and could provide similar capabilities to the public at large. So what we're aiming at, all we're saying is whatever solution you choose for public safety, whether it's paying for a network, giving them more spectrum or whatever, you should ensure there's a satellite component.
All right. Well, thank you for your time today, Jennifer.
My pleasure.
That completes our podcast. This is Mary Rose Roberts. Thank you for listening.